Right, Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah, assalamu alaikum everyone. This is Yusuf Raza. We're doing Let's Grow Quran Daily, and we've moved all the way to the sixth ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. So after asking Allah for guidance, for hidayah, we specify what kind of guidance it is that we're looking for. And it is Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Rather, we are required to specify every time we recite Surah Fatiha to be reminded of the people who have trodden this path before. That there are people who, carrying human limitations, carrying the same challenges or similar challenges rather, that this world gives to anyone who spends time here, lived up to that right of ubudiyyah, lived up to what it means to love the one who to whom all praise and gratitude belongs, who is the Rabb, who is Rahman and Rahim, and who is Maliki Yawmiddin. And the beauty of this path is that it encompasses within itself the diversity of human beings, which is manifested in the diversity of people alluded to in An'amta Alayhim. So the translation of the ayah is the path of those that you have favored, right? And the favoring was a consequence of them walking the path, right? And of course, the walking of the path was dependent on the guidance that they received, and the guidance that they received was in turn because of the dedication, willingness, commitment that they had already shown to walk the path and to live up to what it means to be the ibad of Allah, right? So the general path, the universal values and morals that it represents, but then how it finds singular representations in singular situations, rather, in individual situations, in unique situations, for us to receive inspiration from, for us to recognize that not only is this doable, it's been done, not only is this possible, it is indispensable. For these are the people, the prophets, the followers of the prophets, the companions of the prophets, men and women who have through their lives shown that as difficult as it may seem, as impossible as it may look, it is incredibly, incredibly doable. Indispensable, you want to not do it, then that's what the last ayah will speak about. And so we see this path specifying for us, reminding us, okay, so we want to learn more about this Sirat al-Mustaqim. We got to learn more about the An'amta Alayhim. We want to learn about that right path, that straight path. We want to learn more about the blessed people. We need role models. We need inspiration. We need sources for our morals and values that we can then, when individual situations demand in our unique lives, we can then adapt, personalize those morals and values in how we interact. In how we interact, right? So just as an example, part of the Sirat al-Mustaqim that the An'amta alayhim followed, part of the straight path that those who were favored follow, is prayer. It has been since as long as you can trace back humanity to prayer. But the way the prayer evolved across different prophetic generations, we see the diversity incorporated in that. And then even with the last and final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the form of the prayer becomes more synchronized. Yet, two people praying in the same role at the same time to the same Rabb, their prayers are not exactly the same. There is a uniqueness that we bring into even activities which look exactly the same. And so it is that uniqueness that has to then be recognized, appreciated, and lived up to in all other situations as well. So all the other morals and principles and values and inspirations that we find on this straight path through the an'amta alayhim, when we walk that path as individuals, that's only you can walk the walk you can walk. Just you. Nobody else can walk that walk. That's how singular and unique it becomes. So to be able to recognize the universality of the path, yet the uniqueness that has to be appreciated whilst you engage with that universal path, that straight path, that very accommodative path, accommodated of diversity, as we see in an'amta alayhim, as the Quran will illustrate with the various examples that it will give and how it brings a balance to these apparently polar opposite constructions, or polar opposite concepts rather, of universality, and how just a recognition of that leads to a cultish mentality and following and practice. And then there's this other extreme which would advocate uniqueness to such an extent that no universal values or morals exist at all. Anything goes for absolutely anyone. And it's just chaos and confusion and tyranny, to be honest. Right? So we want to make sure, and we see that represented within these ayat, as to how that balance is brought about. More about the an'amta alayhim as we go through the different passages of the Quran. That is it for now. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. All right. I don't have a celebrity guest list to keep you hooked, at least not yet. But if you do subscribe, and if there's celebrity potential in you, that'll come out.